Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. I'm John Overall, and this is the WP Plugins A to Z interview show. And with us today, we have Alex Demchuk from Third River Marketing, and he's here to talk about his plugin content mask. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we am glad to have you too, and I appreciate your time there through my technical glitches as we got the show off the ground and restart a second time. But at any rate, that being said, tell us a bit about Content Mask and what it is.
So you guys had reviewed it back in January. So it's actually come quite a way since then, but the original idea for it was we have so many clients that have so many external landing pages or other types of marketing pages on multiple different tools that it becomes a hassle for us to keep like an online notebook of all of these different URLs and all these different logins. And it's even harder for the clients because it's hard enough for them to remember their actual website URL.
Right.
So instead of linking their end clients to all over the web, we thought it would be nice to be able to link them to their website, but be able to get all the power of these third-party tools into their WordPress site. So that's where the idea for Content Mask came from. And originally, it actually works. ClickFunnels has a plugin that's pretty similar that will embed your ClickFunnels page into your website.
Right.
But not all of our clients use ClickFunnels, so it wasn't a reliable option for us. So we decided that we needed to have something that was a little bit more robust, so we could use our proprietary tools as well as any number of tools that our clients happen to be using.
So what this does then is you use it for embedding third-party content into your site and hiding it? Is that how it works?
Not actually hiding it. It hides the content that you put in. So if you go to your WordPress dashboard and you mm-hmm. create a new page, mm-hmm. you can call it like test landing page.
Right.
And inside that, underneath the text editor, there is a meta box for Content Mask where you can turn it on. You can put a URL in there.
Okay.
And then as soon as you click update or publish, Content Mask will actually go out and fetch the content from the URL you put in there.
Right.
So now your website.com/landing page will now show the content from that third-party URL.
Okay.
It doesn't actually put it into your visual editor or anything in your database.
Mm-hmm.
So you can turn it off just by unchecking the box. So you can go back to your regular page at any time. It only affects the front end.
Okay. And a couple of quick questions. One, what are the advantages of using this for bringing in that content?
So the biggest advantage is that your client's clients don't need to be going to third-party URLs. A lot of them let you put in tracking pixels and stuff like that, but we actually noticed that a fair amount of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is we like keeping all of the, or as much traffic as we can on our client's WordPress site.
Right.
And now you can actually, as of a couple versions ago, you can add your own custom scripts into either the download or the iframe method. So you can add your tracking pixels and stuff directly from your WordPress site.
Okay. And so I'm trying to picture what type of content is used for this. Can you give me an idea on what content is used to embed into the site?
Typically it's landing pages. That's actually where the main idea came from.
Mm-hmm.
But I've actually had a couple people who are using the plugin reach out to me, and some people are using it to mask their homepage with some content that their current theme doesn't allow them to do, like it just doesn't give them the flexibility that they want. So they have another homepage somewhere else that they can then bring the content from there and into their WordPress site. So those are probably the two biggest ones. But any sort of marketing pages typically work. We did notice that there were a couple platforms out there that didn't allow themselves to be downloaded, which is typical for some things. Like you can't embed Facebook.
Right.
Like you can't take your Facebook page and embed that because they have their cross-origin resource sharing stuff turned off.
Right.
So we have a couple different methods in there that allow you to bring the content over in different ways. And the one that we prefer is the download method, which is where it goes and it actually will copy the content, the whole HTML page, and bring that over. And it updates all of the relative URLs. So nothing is hosted on your site. It doesn't clone the photos or anything like that. However, some sites don't actually let you load their scripts and style sheets outside of their designated IP address or whatever. Right. So we also have the iframe option, which will do a full page iframe, which looks similar. And there's no border or anything. So unless somebody views the page source, you can't even tell that it's an iframe. And then lastly, for any content that doesn't work like that, we have the 301 redirect option. Which of course kind of takes it out of your WordPress site again, but you can still track those links. You can still get a little bit better analytics on those URLs, even if the end URL displayed to your user is the third-party tool.
Okay, so I'm starting to see it now. This is for like if you're an affiliate marketer and you're referring people, you can embed the landing pages that you get from affiliate stuff.
We do have a fair amount of clients who are using it that way.
Yeah, that's the thing that pops in my head. I'm still trying to picture the uses that would be good for it. I understand how Marcus would have reviewed it and given it good ratings then, because he was the one that reviewed this. Because Marcus does a lot of affiliate marketing and other miscellaneous things that requires this, so he understood it much better than me.
Yeah, one thing I actually found funny of the previous review was the dark side of this plugin, which, you know, technology isn't inherently good or evil. It's how it's used.
Yes.
So I do have a disclaimer on the plugin page that says you need to have the license to use content.
Now I remember the review. As soon as you mentioned the dark side, I remember that now. Because that's one of the first things that pops in my head whenever I'm working with content and other things. Like, oh, how could somebody misuse this?
Yeah, there's a couple ways it could be misused, and I've had a couple people reach out to me asking for if Content Mask is a good fit for something that sounds a little bit more gray hat than I'm comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I tend to direct them elsewhere, just not to do that. Yeah, period.
Absolutely. And yeah, you're not responsible for it. It's like somebody with a car. You're not the car manufacturer's not responsible for how they drive that car.
Right. Like we've had issues with clients who even use like an auto blogging platform, pulling in a photo that's still hosted on like a news site or something, but then Getty Images will discover that image is being linked to from somewhere else. And, you know, that can be a huge mess. So we just make sure that it's content that you have the license to use.
Yeah, absolutely. And always make sure you got the right to use the content that you did this with. But okay, I'm starting to get a clearer picture now of how it can be used and how it can be beneficial in many different ways for websites. It's definitely something worthwhile. So what else can you tell us about plugin?
About what?
About your plugin here. What else can you tell us about it?
Well, I've actually spent a fair amount of time trying to make it as easy to use as possible. And another use that we use it for internally is we have a lot of proprietary tools that will send out like thank you emails to clients who do business with our clients. And then trying to maintain links in those can be troublesome. So typically what we've been doing in the past is using like Bitly.
Right.
So at the bottom of the email, we can put a Bitly link, and then we can update that Bitly link as we need to change the URL. Mm-hmm. But we actually use Content Mask for that now, because we can have our client's website, like client.com/thank you, and we can embed or redirect whatever content we want in there using Content Mask. And then we don't have to worry about updating all of those email templates that we have. And being a marketing company, we have hundreds or thousands of email templates that would have to be updated.
Right.
Absolutely. So you can turn those on and off with a single click. There's no one thing, actually, the biggest thing that we wanted when we started to conceptualize this plugin was we didn't want people to have to deal with domain masks. Because trying to get people to even remember that they registered a domain, even in like GoDaddy,
right,
is a nightmare. So trying to get them to deal with DNS records or domain masking or domain forwarding with masking, especially if they don't give us access to do it in their registrar account, becomes an enormous headache. Well, so we didn't want to deal with any of that. So this the end result is that it will simulate a domain mask. Mm-hmm. If the content allows itself to be embedded, but it's literally a two-step process. It's you turn it on, you paste the link in there, and as soon as you publish the page, it works just like a domain mask.
Yeah, and domain masking can be tricky anyway. They work fine for a long time, then all of a sudden something changes somewhere in the DNS and it quits working.
Right.
Had that happen to me once.
No, we've had that happen to a handful of clients too. And then it's even worse with the new registrar settings, where if they change any of their contact information and don't confirm it, it shuts their website down. It's been a nightmare. So we wanted to avoid all of that. And now we can, and we can keep it all contained inside their WordPress site.
Yeah. And well, the best thing is keeping it contained in the site, then all their other wrap links, their sidebars, and the sidebars and the headers and footers all stick around too, right?
No, they do not. So we actually had, we tried to figure out how to do that, but all of these different themes put in content through so many different ways that it's impossible to just extract just the, like just the meat of the site and replace it with the landing page. So the first version that you guys had reviewed would actually still allow some of your plugin scripts and styles through, which turned out to be a bad thing, because you build a landing page on a third-party site without any of those plugins or themes installed, and then you bring it over, and if there's CSS classes that are similar or the same, you would end up with broken-looking content. So now it strips out the whole entire thing. So when you view a masked page, it's a one-to-one copy of that content on the third-party URL.
Okay. All right.
So you'd have the biggest point where the disclaimer came from about make sure you have license to use this content.
So you're actually showing, you're not showing any of your website headers or footers or sidebars. You're just...
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the only correlation back to your site is actually the URL.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so hopefully there's a way to at least put something there that if they once they see the landing page, have the landing page open up in a second window then.
Okay. Open up in a second window. There's a couple hooks in the plugin that I don't have documentation for because I'm still working on. But in the advanced settings for the admin page, there's scripts and styles that you can add to if you need to modify something to let users know, and we're working on HTML embedding too.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that comes to mind is I use a plugin for our site called, it's a contest giveaways plugin. And for a long time, their version gave me a blank page with no headers or footers to get back to my site. So I had to put something in there for people to get back to the site. That's why I was thinking about it. But okay, so it still looks pretty fantastic. And looking at a sample of one of your sample pages here, I'm starting to understand it a little bit better. So okay, I can see how this plugin can be a major benefit to people and help them out. And I could see why Marcus liked it.
Yeah, well, it seems to be accepted pretty well for what it does. And, you know, I look forward to keeping it maintained and up to date.
All right. Well, thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. You got any other plugins you want to make mention of?
No, not particularly. I've got a couple that I'm working on that aren't quite ready for the mainstream quite yet. So Content Mask is kind of our biggest public facing one.
If you got more heading out there into the mainstream, let us know when you do have them. We'll make sure they get their promotion and we'll bring you back to the show to talk about them. This is a point where you get to plug yourself.
All right. Well, again, I'm Alex Demchak with Third Over Marketing. We're based out of Salem, Oregon, and we do all sorts of local business marketing and online reputation management is kind of our specialty. If anybody wants to download Content Mask and check it out, I don't have a strict domain for it yet. So it's zynk.com, which is xhynk.com/contentmask. And you can take it for a test drive.
Excellent. Well, thanks for appearing on the show, Alex. We really appreciate your time, and don't go away on me.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Thursday newsletter for more useful information directly to your email inbox. wppluginsa-z.com is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and choose one of the weekly donation levels or make one that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing to the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube. Check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe to us on YouTube or follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-z. John can be reached through his website, www.johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Marcus can also be reached through his website at marcuscouch.com or Twitter at marcuscouch. Thanks for watching and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.